Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to really unpack some fascinating ideas from sources you've shared. And today, wow, we're diving into something pretty profound, something personal for a lot of people. We're looking at prayer in Western Christianity, specifically how it seems to have, shifted, gone through this surprising transformation over time from something really intimate, a connection to, for many, maybe feeling more like an obligation.
That's exactly it. It's a subtle journey, but a really significant one. And we'll be exploring, the why behind it, the cultural forces that maybe quietly reshaped this core spiritual practice.
Yeah. And for this deep dive, our main insights are coming from some excerpts we've looked at. It's called The Shift in Western Christianity, From Intimacy to Obligation in Prayer by the Prayer Lantern Prayers and Meditations.
Mm-hmm. And our goal today really is to unpack that transformation, to try and understand what drove it. And then, importantly, look at, what can we actually do? How can we foster that more intimate, authentic connection again?
Okay, so let's start at the beginning then, before this shift. When you think about prayer historically in Christianity, what was it really about? What was its core nature?
Well, the source really stresses that at its heart, prayer was seen as this deeply intimate thing, a personal communion with God. Think genuine conversation, relationship, vulnerability, not putting on a show,
Yeah.
This connection.
Right. And this is where it gets really interesting, I think. The big idea here is that this thing that was so intimate, so relational, has somehow, for many, increasingly become more about performance or obligation, like turning a heart-to-heart into a checklist item. So what does that actually mean? What happens when that shift occurs?
Well, it brings up some really fundamental questions, doesn't it?
Yeah.
About what prayer is. What's its purpose supposed to be in the faith? I mean, if it becomes just an obligation, something you have to do, does it still feed you spiritually? The source suggests, maybe not as much. It risks becoming just a religious duty. And that could leave people feeling kind of empty, even if they're, going through the motions.
Okay, let's unpack that. Because a shift like this, it feels like it doesn't just happen on its own, right? There must be bigger things going on in society and culture that are kind of pushing it in that direction.
Oh, absolutely. The source points squarely at broader Western culture.
Yeah.
Think about our emphasis on, convenience.
Yeah.
Efficiency. Yeah. Getting things done quickly. Measurable results. Fast food, instant everything. We're sort of conditioned for that. And the argument is that this mindset, it seeps into everything. Even spiritual practices get adapted, sometimes without us even realizing it.
Yeah, I can totally see that. It's like, instead of just being present, maybe having this open-ended, messy conversation with God, you approach it like, right, how do I pray efficiently today? I got my list. It becomes structured, routine, almost like a transaction, maybe, not that back and forth dialogue.
Exactly. And you can sometimes observe this in church settings, too. The source notes that the focus can sometimes subtly slide towards the performance of prayer. How eloquent does it sound? Is it the right length? Especially public prayer. It's less about the deep meaning or the connection it's supposed to be building and more about the outward appearance, a subtle valuing of the external over the internal state.
Okay, so if we see this shift and we understand some of the cultural pressures, the really big question is, how do we get back? How do we move towards that genuine, intimate connection again? What's the path forward that the source talks about?
Well, the core idea is about intentionally fostering an atmosphere, both personally and maybe communally, that encourages intimacy with God. It's not just about tweaking habits. It's more about shifting the whole mindset, seeing prayer as this relational space, not just another task on the list.
Which means really re-understanding it, doesn't it? Seeing it as a sacred dialogue, like you said, a two-way street where listening matters too, not just something you have to get done. So how does someone actually do that practically?
Well, for individuals, the source lays out a few key things. First, it's about really digging deeper into prayer's spiritual significance, maybe learning more about its history, its biblical roots, its potential. Second, it's about consciously trying to break free from those performative traps, maybe letting go of the checklists or worrying less about how it looks to others, and instead embracing maybe quieter, more vulnerable ways to connect. That could be, contemplative prayer, maybe journaling your prayers, or even just silence. Finding connection there.
And it sounds like when people take those steps, the payoff isn't just better prayer habits. It's actually experiencing that transformative power, that genuine connection that might have felt lost. It's about getting back to that original intention, right?
Exactly right. The source sums it up really well. The goal should always be aligning our practices with what the Bible intended, fostering that close living relationship with God. And just remembering that true intimacy, not duty or performance, is really at the core. That's authentic prayer.
Wow. That's quite a journey we've covered today. We looked at this really surprising shift in prayer, didn't we? From intimacy to sometimes obligation, we explored some of those cultural currents that might be behind it. And then importantly, looked at ways maybe to rediscover that deeper, more genuine connection.
Mm-hmm. So as you're reflecting on all this, maybe just consider, in your own life, could be prayer, could be any deeply personal practice, really, what's one small shift you could make?
Yeah.
Just something small to maybe invite a bit more of that original intimate connection back into those moments.
Yeah. What stands out to you from this deep dive into the heart of prayer?